And we are back. We're Flipper Flicks. I'm Adam.
I'm Tim. Oh, trying to beat you to it.
I was going slow there too.
I know.
I was taking like breaths. You know, I was like doing it like I was trying to try a different take on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how I wanted to say it yet, and then it came out.
So. He delayed just like one half second too long. I had the thought
as you started. Okay.
You're like, shit, I'm already beat behind. How do I rectify this situation?
I'm just going to stare at her.
I'm Sam.
There we go.
I had a thought that because you said like we're Flipper Flicks, and I wanted to be like, well, I'm not Flipper Flicks. So we were really feisty tonight, Tim. Like we were both trying to screw you up.
You see what I'm dealing with?
Oh, man.
24/7. 7 days a week. So this week we got my third and final Sigourney Weaver film,
which is
for springtime with Sigourney.
Ridiculous, but continue.
I know, Tim. You've not even had one yet, which is funny. But this movie, which has an ironic name, which I will get to later, is called The TV Set. It's the movie with Sigourney Weaver.
Wow! Thanks.
Wow. The story of a TV pilot as it goes through the network TV process of casting, production, and finally airing. Mm. That is The TV Set. And the reason why I'm going to go into the irony right now, because they were sitting there making fun of the Rexler Chronicles.
Oh.
As like a bad name.
I didn't even know there was a show called that.
I mean, that's the whole movie.
Yeah, but you said they were sitting there making fun of the Rexler Chronicles.
Right, being like, we got to find a better name. I don't really like the Rexler Chronicles.
Right.
And then they get Call Me Crazy.
Yeah.
But I thought you were saying there was actually a TV show called the Rexler Chronicles.
Oh, no.
Like, I didn't think that was a
thing.
No.
Yeah. I was just saying that like the TV set is not a good name. You know how hard it is to find anything about this movie?
Because of the name.
Because the name is The TV Set.
I remember when you were saying, like, this is one of the movies. I was like, oh, that's kind of a weird name. But, like, if it is, like, actually trying to be funny, like the Rexler Chronicles and Call Me Crazy.
I don't think it is.
You think they just were bored and they were like, fine, The TV Set?
I don't know. I wasn't there. But apparently this movie, the writer and director does not believe it is satire. He's like, this is actually how it feels when trying to do a TV pilot.
100%. That's how it came across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I saw the movie. That's the only way I could rectify of what was going on was like, this must just be a straight thing of like, this is what it's like.
But yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
I get that, but I'm also like, how could it not be satire in certain spots?
Right. Like, yeah. Certain things you're definitely like, okay, that's, yeah.
To me, it feels like the TV production version of Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Where people who have been in the startup community in Silicon Valley, they claim that that show is a little too real sometimes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where this falls in.
Like if you've made a TV pilot, you're like, oh, yikes, that's too on the nose.
Yeah. Exactly. So like the guy, Jake Kasdan, he's done a few movies. Okay. Like Jumanji and Jumanji 2.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He did Sex Tape. He did some episodes of New Girl. Bad Teacher.
Slut Wars.
Sam, he directed Orange County.
Nice.
So, like, he's been around.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of this comes from his time when he worked on Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm sure went through that. I'm
sure it went through a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. It went on for a few seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, this movie's kind of weird, but it was a comedy, which Sigourney I didn't know she did comedies before Heartbreakers.
Right.
Look at our second one.
Well, this movie was funny to me at the beginning just because like as people were coming on screen, I'm like, "Oh, it's that person. Oh, it's that person. Oh, it's that person." And like it's not a bunch of A-list actors, it's like B and C-list actors. You're like,
right.
I recognize that person. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. I was kind of just like, wow, okay. Like, they got a decent chunk of people, like, familiar faces.
Yeah. Two of the main two actors that are on set are both in episodes of Sunny.
There you go.
Yeah.
I that was the first thing I told Sam. I'm like, Sam, that guy wanted to look through some poop.
Yep, he did.
He found some wolf hair.
Look at some poop.
And then the other one wanted... Dee to have her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, speaking of Zach, we'll just go there.
Yes.
The funeral Zach. Scene when like he's rehearsing and he's like all God. Fine. And then he's like doing an accent. And, like, it was just like so much.
I feel like that was just a show of like he went from humble and like I'm here to do a show and like a normal person to all of a sudden like it hit him and he was like, I'm gonna be famous and I wanna be this type of person. And so he was just like, I know what I'm doing. That's how it felt to me.
Yeah.
Like, he went from like a normal person to like, I'm on top of the world. Can't beat me. I'm, you know,
because he thought he had a chance with the girl.
Yeah. And he thought he was the shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just funny because I was like, okay, I'm ready to crawl under a table and die now. Yeah. Like secondhand embarrassment for everything that's happening right here.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Are you doing an accent? Am I doing it? I don't think I'm doing an accent.
Right.
Just a touch of an accent.
Just a touch. And then, you know, I'm sorry I dropped fucking in there. I just kind of, it just felt right, you know?
Exactly.
Like it just felt right.
Yeah. Oh,
man. That line itself.
Yeah. And I think, like, Sigourney's character is hilarious to me because, like, some of her deliveries were just so much. Like she was like,
she was very forward and strong about everything.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. It kind of works with like the character, right? Like if you're some TV exec, you're like, I could totally see this happening. Like somebody just saying stupid shit like this.
Just steamrolling everything and saying stupid shit, like basically saying how it's going to go, but acting like you have a choice.
Like I know that the brother's suicide is the reason you wrote this story, but like, I just think the mother dying is so much better. It's just too sad.
Hear me out. What if it's not? Like she just kept saying that where she's like, so I thought it was going to be sad and watching it right now. Like it's just really fucking depressing. I was just, I don't know. I was like caught off guard. Cause it's like, I don't see Sigourney being in that character, but I thought she nailed it. Cause I was just like,
she absolutely nailed it. Like, I was thinking about that during it. I was like, Sigourney's really good at just becoming the character.
Dude, yeah. I was thinking like, the same thing.
I don't know
what
witchcraft she does, but she becomes that person. Because every time you watch a movie, it's not like you're watching Vin Diesel do a role or Jason Statham.
Chris Pratt.
She's there. Yeah, it's just like, it's literally, she's in the personality of the person every time.
The only other actor I can think of that does that is Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
Gary
just
Oldman's very good.
They just become the character. I'm like, how do you do this?
And Moon, what's that guy's name?
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell does the same fucking thing.
David Bowie's son wrote that
more
song.
More of his
movie.
Personality comes out in every character, but
he always has a little touch of chaos.
Yeah,
and I respect that.
Yeah.
Now I want to watch Moon again.
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, I was trying to say movie. David Bowie's son made that movie.
Moon.
Yeah. Weird, right?
That is weird.
Like, I learned that recently. Anyways, but Sigourney just fucking nails it. Like, she's Diane Fossey, and then she can do this movie.
Yeah.
Like, right.
She was Diane Fossey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the agoraphobe in Copycat. She literally is Ripley.
Yep.
He is Ripley. That's, you can't picture anyone else.
You name somebody from, you think of somebody from Aliens, people either think of the Xenomorph or her.
Yeah.
Or Sam. And then Sam's like Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He's fucking awesome, too.
Oh, man.
This fucking movie, though. I feel like this movie wasn't relatable. And I think it's, and like, maybe that's what it was meant to be, is relatable. But, you know, to people that are in the industry, because I think majority of people are not in the industry. So it's not very relatable. Because it felt like what you were talking about, how it's like, how it actually is. And I'm like, yeah, I could see it being that way. The frustration of the guy that wrote the show, but he's like waiting for his big break. And he's like, they always get pushed around. I mean, I listened to Zack Snyder recently on, I think, Joe Rogan. And he kind of talks about how that's why all of his director cuts become a thing. He makes a deal with them. He's like, I'll do the movie the way you think it should be done. And then I'm going to do it the way I wanted to do it. And he's like, so people should watch both versions because he thinks both versions are good. He's not going to like half-ass one of them, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, the things he's talked about with the hurdles and stuff of that kind of thing and how they want to change things and all this stuff. And the story we talked about, you know, people walking off and just dropping movies because it's like,
yeah,
they want to change every fucking thing about it. It's like, just because it sells a certain way doesn't mean this can't work too. But
yeah, I thought it was funny, David Duchovny's character, when they're like in the editing room, he's like, yeah, but like, let's fuck it up a little more.
Like, I know we're already kind of messing it up, but like, let's do it a little bit further.
Yeah,
I don't know. See, I thought that part was relatable.
I thought there was quite like, a bit.
Yeah, that, right. Yeah, yeah.
I felt like his character was very relatable because of just dealing.
He's the straight man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Dude, the beginning where he's like talking to the guy from Big Bang, being like, "Yeah, no, the beard's fine. The beard's fine. The beard is good." Yeah. And then he immediately walks in and you see like five of the executives just start feeling their chin.
Yeah,
like, no beard. And I'm sitting here like looking at my beard and being like, oh no.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to be on screen, so I hide behind your headphones. That sounds creepy.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
My God. And I thought that Judy Greer's character was funny too, because I felt like that dynamic between him and her was relatable, because he's like, do you ever get tired of like telling me just straight up like not what you mean, and then 5 minutes later saying what you actually mean? Like, that doesn't help at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell they're caught in this like vicious circle of like,
yeah,
that's just how they learn to work with each other.
The callback to Taxi Driver.
Oh, yeah.
How have you not seen The Taxi Driver?
I'm going to watch fucking Taxi Driver.
It's in my Netflix queue, which is funny because at the time it was only DVDs.
You
would have
gotten it as like a DVD, yeah.
Yeah. And now it's like, I mean, she can just put that on anytime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch The Taxi Driver. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Her delivery of that just had me rolling.
Yeah, you know,
she's
just
pretty funny. You don't see her in a ton of, I mean, she's in a lot of stuff, but she's always entertaining.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
I can't think of a time that I saw her in something and she was just garbage, but like, yeah, she's, I mean, she was Fatty Magoo.
Yeah,
Fatty, yep. Magoo, Fatty Magoo.
Yeah.
I mean, she has a smaller part in like Jurassic World, but it's a smaller part. You can't really do much with that. But yeah, Judy Greer is pretty great. Now, yeah, she does a good job, but she's no Sigourney.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's
Sigourney.
I know, right? Yeah.
Words out of your mouth, didn't I?
Yeah. I was just checking something on my phone because I was like, I'm 95% sure she's Cheryl in Archer. And then I was like, is she Cheryl?
Yeah, she is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess she is, isn't she? Yeah. I can picture her voice now.
Yeah, so I mix her up for Kristen Schaal sometimes, but I don't know why. I think it's just because she does Louise's voice.
Oh, that girl. Okay, yeah, no, she's awesome too. She's in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I mix them up because Archer and Bob's Burgers came on around the same time, and they're both H. John Benjamin. And
yeah,
my brain's like two slightly distinct voices.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
They're the same person, even though they're not. What'd you think of the other TV show names other than Slutworm? Slot Wars? Slot Worms?
Slot Worms?
Slot Worms? Question mark? We also have World's Grossest Meals and Bart Your Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good ones.
And they just had some like random like bullshit ones. Like
Infidelity 101?
Yeah, like if you just looked at the board, you'd be like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. This movie's...
Well, it's funny because that's what like Rob talks about too, and about Mythic Quest.
Yeah.
That was like title number 60 or something like that.
Really?
Like, he's like, yeah. He said they went through so many different title changes and that it was just finally that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't remember what pod that was, but.
Probably the Sunny Pod.
Probably.
And here they are with the movie The TV Set.
Yeah, exactly.
which is funny because like, are TVs known as TV sets anymore? Because I feel like they used to be called that because they were big monster boxes now,
and they had like the little antennas, right?
Yeah,
so it was like
a whole set. Now it's just a television.
Yeah that's weird. I will say though that like I'm trying to think of all the characters. Like I feel like the writer guy, I'm just feeling bad for him,
Dave Duchovny.
The one that I like can't, like, I don't really give a shit about, that they probably could have cut but I understood why he was there, was like the Reed Richards
Ian
character.
His real name?
Okay. Because like he was just kind of like the waffler in the middle, you know what I mean? Like he clearly wanted to make David Duchovny happy, but like he wasn't willing to stand up to Sigourney. And so he was just like kind of in the middle. And those people exist. So it's fair, but it's also just kind of like, ooh.
I don't know. The scene in the car with Sigourney just makes him great for this because, oh, how's your life going? How's the move? Like just out of nowhere. And then like he starts talking about his life and then she goes off on a like random ass tangent.
Just completely.
Yeah.
About how she almost died. She made it all about herself, which is hilarious.
Yeah. And then like his wife like ends up going back to the UK and she's like, holy shit. Well, don't worry. Like spouses aren't integral to the program.
Right. Yeah. She's like, it's not part of the
it'll
process.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
Dude, what's wild was they originally had Ben Stiller pegged to play Sigourney's role.
Yeah. Which I find crazy because like all I could see is like a dodgeball type character as a TV executive. Yeah. Like it would play, but it'd be totally different.
Like when I see Sigourney, I don't think, oh, she's trying to be funny. When I see Ben Stiller, I'm like, oh, he's.
Yeah, there's going to be some comedy here.
Yeah.
But then when she delivers like some of her lines, I'm like, I just start rolling.
Yeah.
The only thing they changed with the character was changing like from him to her. Like they didn't really change any of the lines between them. Like when they switched actors.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Nice for the writer.
Yeah. Not like what they basically try to make him do where it's like, just change it to your mom. Meanwhile, we're talking about somebody who taught you about baseball and nipples. Like, yeah, no.
I know.
Like, you can't
I was
just change,
waiting for
you
Zach
can't just
to say
do that,
that.
Dialogue.
Like, I was waiting for Zach to say his mother taught him about those things.
I know.
Oh
like,
my God.
At
that
would have
been
end,
fucking great.
When they were doing like the show clip, I was like, here's where we get it finally pays off. Like the joke pays off.
I know.
And then it never happened.
That's like the one miss I think that I know of. It would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Tim, did you get to catch that credit scene?
I know you're pretty quick with the, oh my God.
I immediately just went click.
Seth Green
is hosting Slut Wars.
He's hosting Slut Wars.
Maybe I'll have to go back and look at it.
It's like such a stupid little like.
Oh, it is. I almost texted you. I meant to text you to be like, make sure you wait to the clip.
Yeah.
Because he's basically like, you have been voted out of the house. Now you have,
right.
You have 60 seconds to get off the premise.
Or what?
That they don't really say. Yeah. They just kind of leave
she
it
just, like,
open.
She just sprints off. Yeah. It was funny.
That's funny.
I will say, I know you said he's a worthless character.
Yeah.
the Reed Richards character. He had a good point though. When they were talking about like the lineup, like if you're going to lose, like if my exact same category versus your category and yours is going to win no matter what.
Yeah.
Switch. Just do something completely different.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that he totally didn't stand up because he finally does at the end. It just takes him a while. And so you're kind of like, all right, whatever. But yeah, I do think that's logical. Like you're not going to copy paste the same show. And it's just, it's kind of interesting to me thinking about how far we've come. Cause like, I don't know anybody that has cable anymore that like really sits down on Monday night to catch their show. You know what
I
mean?
Do.
Like
I do.
You do?
My mother.
Really?
Watches Survivor every
live?
Single week. It might be like two
minutes
delayed.
Yeah, there are still diehard fans of that.
Like, they don't just catch it on streaming the next day or whatever?
No, my mom watches it every time it's the day it's released.
See, so that's what I was thinking. I was like, it's so funny, this movie, because
they're generational
talking about
thing,
programming and like it doesn't even fucking matter anymore.
Could you imagine your sister doing that? Sam, your sister.
No.
I was like, Tim, your sister's closer to our age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no.
But like, the millennials, I guess, maybe Gen X. Some Gen X are like, we cut cable early.
Yeah.
I remember when my parents were like, they were like surprised I cut it. I was like, yeah, it was pretty easy.
It was so fucking expensive.
It was like $70 a month. And I'm like,
I don't watch cable. I don't watch anything on cable.
Here's
the deal. If I want to watch something, I usually have something in mind and I want to find it wherever it's at and watch it.
Yeah. I know. I was like, I like on demand.
Really, if I want to watch something new, I go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Dude, you remember when DVR first came out? I was always, I never would watch the shows that were live. I would always just watch what I DVR'd.
Yeah, just record them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like even like Time Warner, when we were back in high school, they started doing on demand.
Mm.
So I was doing on demand stuff
before
like streaming was a thing, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then my buddy Mike gave me his parents' Netflix password. back in 2009, and then I absolutely destroyed Heroes in one day. So much that his dad gave him a call and was like, hey, are you going to class? Yeah, that actually happened.
That's funny.
That's somebody else.
My Fridays were great freshman year. I only had one class.
Wow.
At 9 a.m.
You had the whole day to watch TV. That's what a life.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. But this movie, I will say, so Tim, I'm guessing you haven't seen the show Project Green Book.
No, I have not.
So Matt Damon. And Ben Affleck did Affleck. I feel like I really enunciated his name there.
Yeah.
But he the two of them did this show called Project Green Book, where they worked with a unknown like director and they helped them make a movie. And like you watch them go through all of these like the studio stuff. So like I'm wondering if like that gave us more of a like allowed us to relate to it a little bit more.
Mm.
Just because we watched a show that literally watched like had you watch a movie get created from start to finish, which is this movie is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just took it as like a workplace comedy. Like it's no different than like Parks and Rec or The Office. The Office. Cause like, I mean, those are much more relatable, but still like I just put it in a little tube of like, okay, this is this working place. And now we're going to deal with all the shit that goes on at that working place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Just like what we do in the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or feeding on humans is their work.
Exactly. Yeah. No, renovating the documentary.
Oh, well, they just do a great job at that.
They just put a bunch of, anyway, that was a classic episode.
There's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other note I have is the budget and box office for this.
I bet
the budget was stupid high.
Because of all the people. I mean, they weren't like A-list, but like it's not like they weren't popular.
I mean, they went for at least a name for every character that had some lines.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It was 2 million. This was 2007.
Okay,
so still better than expected. But like for what it was, that literally is the entire cast. That's like, there's no CGI that was necessary, really. Like,
Probably barely any costuming, set design.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the set design for the movie was the same as the set design for the show, more or less.
Right? They just shot on a different back lot.
Now, the box office for this film made a whopping $265,000.
That's not surprising.
I mean, it doesn't look like a relatable movie.
Yeah.
Like, I bet if I wouldn't watch the trailer beforehand, I'd be like, this movie looks boring as shit.
Well, and I feel like, when did this come out?
I said 2007. Let me double check.
Okay.
Because I was 2006.
Like, I feel like there's many more like workplace comedies and mockumentaries, and like this is more of a genre now than it was then. Like back then it was what? The Office that was basically doing it, and that's probably it.
Yeah.
So like it was a very niche down like section of people. And then as Tim was saying, even more niche for people that understand the industry.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like I can still relate to, or at least enjoy Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. But like, can't really relate to this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would say part of it is because it was a festival film.
Mm.
So it didn't really have a widespread release.
Okay.
So box office is going to be dismal.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I also will say that the movie name.
Yeah.
That's my biggest beef with this.
The movie name is definitely like a, what the fuck is this? That doesn't make sense. Like,
yeah.
They just gave up. They're like, fuck it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But moving along.
Yeah.
You know, I'd honestly, I really enjoyed it. I know that, I don't know. I thought what Sigourney did great.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Duchovny's character when he had a cold is honestly the best, like, sick acting. That I've seen, like where he's like sneezing and shit. It made me like that is how I feel all spring, which is about springtime with Sigourney.
The whole red nose and everything.
Yeah, the red nose, the sneezing on people. Yeah.
And then his fucking back.
He slept a disc.
I'm like, I just went through that.
I know. I was like, Tim's like, oh, yeah.
I didn't have surgery, but I was close.
Yeah. Tim's like, oh, I know that game. I was told
to have surgery, and I said, no.
And you're like, I'm in my 30s.
I was like, let me fucking fix this naturally first.
And then we'll go in and bring out the scaffolds.
Yeah. But, dude, no. I mean, they wanted, like, they were like, we have to go in, and, like, we have to go between this bone, and so we have to chisel off part of this bone to get to where we need. I'm like, fuck no. Like, no. Sounds painful as fuck.
It does. And
it sounds like a long recovery called the rest of my fucking life.
Oh, yeah. And you're still recovering. It's just different.
Different. Yeah. At least I can moderate it better now.
Yeah. But again, like I said, I'd flip this on. I actually have this in number two, above Copycat, below Aliens.
Gotcha.
Because for me, I don't know, I could easily just turn this on and laugh about it. I mean, that's what we do with The Office when we're in a hotel.
True.
So, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, I was bored the whole time watching this.
Fair.
I liked seeing all the people acting, like all the actors and stuff, but, I can't even think of his name, but I always like
Dave Mulder. Duchovny?
Yeah, sure.
That's his name.
He's Mulder, right?
Yeah, guy from Evolution.
Yeah, that's his name, Mulder. His name is Mulder.
Okay. I was like, who are you talking about?
I always like seeing Mulder. I need to watch X-Files again now that I think about it. And of course, Sigourney had me every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking Sigourney. But I'm going to flip it off. I don't know. It wasn't clicking for me. And I think it's just not relatable to a lot of people.
That's fair. But,
yeah.
Yeah. It's going to go in the last spot for me for now.
Gotcha. Nice.
And Sam?
Let's see. I actually liked this one. I don't think it's the greatest thing ever, to be clear. And I see your points, Tim. Like, I think it's not going to play for everybody. Like, totally valid. But the spots where they nailed it for me a lot of times was when Sigourney was being a hard-ass TV executive. And I think it was just that I was, like, so surprised by it. And I was thinking, like, if Ben Stiller was in this as her, like, I feel as though it wouldn't have played as well for me. Because, like, you guys were saying, like, you have this expectation for it to be funny. And so, like, part of the reason I think it was funny is that, like, Sigourney's saying this shit. And I'm like, it's Sigourney who's doing it. Right. Which just, it's like the surprising part that's funny to me. So I would flip it on, but I get the gripes. I feel ya. I was looking at my order and I don't know what drugs I was on as I was doing my order, because I think I had Copycat as second and third. I forgot that movie.
You had that as third.
Third. And I forgot that movie even existed. And then I was like, well, Gorillas in the Mist isn't as good as I put it. So basically I have rearranged my order at this point because I was like, don't know who that Sam was, but I know who this week's Sam is. So she has Aliens, Heartbreakers, Copycat, TV Set, and then Gorillas in the Mist. So it's like I said, it's not the greatest thing ever. It's kind of it'll probably end up towards mid-back if I had to guess.
Mm. Nice. Well, the critics gave this film a 64%, audience with a 58%, and IMDb has it at a 6.5 out of 10.
Gotcha.
So, mid, above mid.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. I'm out of films, though.
I know. What the fuck?
And we're going to go ahead and
sit back and relax.
I know. I don't have to do any more. Intros. I got
that in the beginning.
I know. Tim's going to get the last three, though.
Getting called up, Tim.
Yeah, probably. All right. Yeah. Let's see what he's got, though. Okay, hold on. I don't have sound on.
Womp, womp, womp.
Holy hell, that is on the line.
Oh.
That means it goes to Sam.
Nope, it's going to Tim.
Are they two Tim movies?
No, one of them's yours. Okay. But this one is going to Tim.
Damn it. He just didn't want you to sit any longer. He's like, gotta get him off the
spinner
bench.
Was like, gotta get him in. Gotta get him some playtime. He's going to have to call in for it, though.
Mm.
He's like, who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I know.
No, it was Ghostbusters. Not awesome.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't.
I know. I know. I figured that's what was going on.
I refuse.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Flipper Flicks on whatever podcasting platform you're on. But hey, if you want to continue this fun, we're over on Instagram and Threads. Hit us up there. We are at Flipper Flicks. You can also go to our website and give us some recommendations. We're always looking for more, you know. Please send us those. I'm just pandering to you at this point. That is flipperflix.com. And feel free to like, subscribe, review us. That always helps us out. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, the works, wherever you're like able to review. That'd be great. And it also, if you subscribe, you get notified when our episodes drop on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Yes, that is every Thursday at 1 p.m., so please catch us there. And thanks again for listening.